This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show on a finally Friday. It is 5:30. It is March 14th. It's Pi Day, you know, 3.14.
Oh, yeah.
So this is when we celebrate the number pi. So everybody does it either with actual like sweet pies or pizza pies or anything like that. Do you have any plans to get any pizza pies?
I didn't even know it was Pi Day or pizza pie. I used to have, there were some good meat pies. They're known for it in New Zealand. So anytime anyone mentions like, what do you miss most from New Zealand? The meat pies.
Are they formed like a regular pie, or are they square, or what's the shape of them?
They are formed like a normal pie, but they're like a personal pie, like those, you know, Marie Callender's pot pies.
Oh, like a chicken pot pie.
Like a chicken pot pie, but instead of chicken, they got beef, and it's so good.
Well, that's how you can celebrate today. Yeah. I'm sure there's a place that serves meat pies somewhere around here.
For sure. What's up with you? NASCAR this weekend, right?
Yeah, I am. Well, first of all, I am just so happy it's finally Friday. Yes. And I know you feel the same way. Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, this has been a last couple of weeks. We're just like so ready for the weekend. But yes, I have NASCAR all weekend. I'll be out there at the track starting this afternoon. We have the truck races tonight. Tomorrow is the Xfinity races. And then we have the Cup cars on Sunday. So I'll be walking up and down the track, you know, interviewing drivers and you know, meeting people in the crowd and doing that. So it's a lot of fun. A lot of locals come out to the race, and it's fun because when I do stuff from the Neon Garage area, which if you've never been to the track, you got to go, because in the middle of the track, you can buy tickets to the Neon Garage, and like there's entertainment and there's food. Ooh. And you can go and look at the driver's garages, and it's just so super cool. So whenever we go to the Neon Garage area, always meet listeners and just people that live here. It's really a lot of fun. So I'm super excited.
And does Matt work too?
Yeah, he's working. He actually had to work last night. They had the holler parade up and down the strip.
Yes.
Yeah. So he was down on the strip taking photos of the holler parade, and he has to be there a lot longer than I do. My husband's a photographer, so he gets out there like 3 hours before I do, and
wow,
he's there probably 4 hours after I leave. It's a long time.
You guys don't go together. You don't carpool.
No. I do try to, you know, catch him during the day. Like, I'm like, hey, I know where his little workstation is, so I'll peek my head in.
That's
there.
So
like, how's
cute.
It going? So yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to that. So yeah, that's kind of what I've got on tap for the weekend. How about you?
Same stuff, just like I said yesterday. Just hosting that event on Sunday, St. Baldrick's event, and I'll be at New York, and I'm so excited for what's coming up the weekend after, which is my nephew's graduation for the police academy.
That's amazing.
We'll be in Sacramento. He is the flag bearer. He is top of his class, so he'll be running around the Capitol with his class, and that is going to be super fun. I haven't really traveled with family in, I can't even tell you. So I'm traveling with mom, brother, my nephews, and my niece, and I can't tell you the last time I had a family outing like that. So it's going to be a little fun for our family.
That sounds like a good time. I mean, it's something that you wonder, like, why did we stop doing this? You know, like, it's good that you have a reason to do that together. That should be a lot of fun. Did you see the lunar eclipse last night?
I did. And I went to bed at like 8:45.
I did too.
Tired.
I went to bed. But this morning I'm seeing all the pictures and it was gorgeous.
Really?
Oh my gosh. The moon was like red and absolutely stunning. If anyone else saw it, did you guys get any pictures? And if so, send them to us. It was like the blood moon just looked amazing. It was really cool.
Now that I think about it, I woke up this morning to one of my friends posting, like, I got a picture of the blood moon. And it's him taking a picture. And then the next post was like a picture of the moon with like the blood sign, like the gangster blood
sign.
Oh,
jeez.
I was like, you guys are so stupid. So I know I haven't seen the real blood moon. No.
My brother, he saw something online. This was like the last time we had some sort of lunar eclipse, and or it was like a super moon. And he's like, check out the super moon. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. He put a tortilla on the window, and I thought it was actually the super moon. So,
the internet,
yeah, it was. It's pretty cool if you guys got to check it out. I wish I could stay up that late, but it just was not happening. But that means we get to get up early for you guys and get things going. We've got so much happening on the show today. We have not one but two pairs of tickets. Win them before you can buy them tickets to check out The Weeknd. Of course, we'll give away a pair with the Mega Minute at 7:30, and then at 8 o'clock we are going to give you another chance. Should we just say what we're doing?
Let's do it.
Medieval Mania's back, baby.
Yeah.
So if you can identify the songs that we play for Medieval Mania, you could win a pair of tickets to check out The Weeknd on July 4th, Allegiant Stadium. Those tickets for that second show don't go on sale till 10 o'clock this morning, so you'll be all set. And of course, we have an early edition of Heads Up this morning, right after 6 o'clock, your tickets to see The Fray. Let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Nothing But a G Thing by Dr. Dre and Snoop? Do you want to hear One More Time by Daft Punk?
One more time, and we're gonna celebrate. Oh yeah, alright, don't stop the dancing. One more time, and we're gonna celebrate.
Or do you want to hear Walk Away by Kelly Clarkson?
I'm looking for attention now.
Choices. You can vote right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, Winona Ryder shoplifting, Millie Vanilli lip syncing. Some celebrity scandals were huge, but somehow they faded over time. But there's a big one that somehow Steph managed to completely forget about. We'll talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Nothing But a G Thing by Dre and Snoop is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. You pick them.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Is there a celebrity scandal that you just completely forgot about? I am really surprised you, of all people, forgot about this one, because I know you are a big fan.
I am a big fan, and I think it's because I wasn't a fan when it happened, and that's why. So we're watching this documentary of Kobe Bryant that just released this year, and it's these mini docuseries that before seen footage, like when he was in Italy being raised in overseas, and he was a little kid, to stuff when he was at Lower Merion High School, just stuff like that. And the part that shook me that I totally forgot about was the scandal of his sexual assault case. And it was over in Eagle, Colorado. And I actually wanted to ask you, how far is Eagle, Colorado from where you were?
Oh, I don't know. I've heard of it before. Okay. I don't know where it's at, but I definitely have heard about it. And I definitely remember that whole scandal when that happened.
And probably because I was so young when it happened. And
what year was that?
2003.
Okay. Okay.
So I didn't know about it at the time. And then recently I became a fan, and shortly before his passing, I became a Kobe fan, was because of my husband, James. Huge fan. I mean, we have so many things of Kobe Bryant up on our walls and stuff. So when that came in the documentary, I was just like, I didn't know all the details. I'm glad they put it in there. And I see James, I'm looking at, and he's just like so disappointed because that's his idol. And it was as if when that whole thing went down, they all swept it under the rug. They're like, oh, Kobe's okay. Kobe's fine. Kobe's innocent. And then seeing that, I was like, this is insane. I had no idea it was this big.
Yeah, it was surprising to me how quickly that just kind of went away. And I wonder if it was just the time that it was in 2003. I think if that would have happened in 2025, it would have been a very different situation. But I remember that. And I remember the big story was his apology gift to Vanessa was some gigantic ring that he ended up buying her. And that's what I remember from that.
And shortly after that, he was on the Teen Choice Awards and he won like best athlete.
Oh my gosh.
It was like in the middle of all of the stuff. And I'm so in shock. And he felt so guilty about all that stuff too.
There are a lot of these celebrity scandals that they come and they go, and you decide whether or not you're going to forgive them in your mind or not. That's some of the ones that stand out to me. Do you remember just the whole Charlie Sheen meltdown that he had?
Yes.
The Tiger Blood rants, and then he got kicked off of 2.5 Men and
replaced with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, it was just like this public spiral that people were laughing about. And I think, again, it must have been the time, because now it's so concerning to me, like what was happening. People were like, oh, this is hilarious. And I'm like, what were we thinking? It was not hilarious, you know?
It's because I think we look at them as these celebrities that walk on water. Like they can't do no wrong. And when they do something wrong, we're like, wait, what? They're human?
It's
stuff like that.
It's so disappointing to see. I'm disappointed in myself and just the public in general and just how we treated these at the time and if it would be different now. It's just like, it wasn't as big of a deal, and it's like, it is a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
What other ones were you thinking?
Milli Vanilli, remember that huge scandal when they were lip syncing?
I mean, I know of it, but I don't remember that happening. I don't think I was watching MTV at that point. I mean, what year was that?
Gosh, I can't remember. I'll have to check, but I just know that it was such a huge scandal, and then everyone refers to it, but now everybody does it.
But I love Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, you can't do no wrong in Milli Vanilli.
I love Milli Vanilli. Whoever it was that was actually singing, man, you guys sounded good.
Yep. Something's got a hold on me.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is finally Friday.
Yeah.
It is March 14th, 6:03. Thank you guys for joining us. So much coming up on the show this morning. So excited for you to be here with us. I'm really happy because on Fridays, that means we get new music, and Chapel's new song finally came out. We actually heard it when she performed on Saturday Night Live, but the song is called The Giver and it's finally out. Have you listened to it yet this morning?
I listened to the whole thing. I absolutely love it. It's so good.
She's a huge pop star, but country music really played a key role in her childhood. I mean, she's the Midwest princess. And so she said that she just wanted to do something fun, and she wanted to go on stage and look like she was having fun. And this genre was going to be it for her. Now, she is not going country. She just wanted to write a country song.
Yes.
So if you missed it here, or if you haven't heard it yet, here is part of The Giver.
You ain't gotta tell me. It's just nature's so take it like a taker. So baby, I'm a giver. Ain't no need to hurry. So baby, I deliver. Ain't no country boy critter. I get the doctor.
I kind of think we should play it this morning.
I think
you?
We should play the whole entire song. Yes.
If you guys want to hear it, let us know. Drop us a call or a text at 702-364-9400. It's a fun one. And I am not the biggest country music fan, but I actually really like the song.
I really like her voice matched with the banjo and all that sound and like the fiddle. It really it complements each other very well.
Yeah, she sounds great. Also, new music from Lizzo this morning. She dropped a new single. It's called Still Bad. Here is some of that.
I don't need him. I need a drink. Let's turn this pain into some champagne, baby. Like cheers, yeah, it's been a day. Might take that last light out to Vegas. What y'all think?
And here's the funny thing about this song. It started off as a country song, Lizzo says.
What?
Yeah, she said that it started off that way, and then she kind of added a little more like funk to it. But she said that the sentiment was more important than the sound. I'm freaking out because there is like a light flashing into my studio right now.
It's guys cleaning your windows.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I am like, who is outside the window flashing a light in my face right now? This is freaking me out.
No, I saw it too, and I'm like, oh, it's the people that clean that because of daylight savings times. It's dark at this time, so they wear these lights like little minions.
I'm just like, there is a man right in front of me with a light on his head. This is crazy. But yeah, so now I'm wide awake now.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, so some great new music. There's also a new Selena and Benny Blanco single that's out. That whole album is coming out next week. But yeah, which one did you guys like? Let's play one here after the break. I think we should get some of this new music on. I love it. Let us know. 702-364-9400. And on the way next, we have What's Trending. So is Harry Styles setting up camp at the Sphere or not? Fans were talking about it. A massive Vegas residency, but the venue just set the record straight. We've got the truth behind the rumors coming up in What's Trending.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I do.
That's a new Chapel Roan. It's called The Giver. We want to know what you guys think. New music out today. 702-364-9400.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Well, again, Harry Styles is trending this morning. Sorry, Harry's. Looks like the dream of a massive 35-show Vegas residency is not happening.
Oh,
I want to cry.
Me too.
We were so excited when we reported this earlier, but hey, you get new information, you got to let people know what's going on. And the Sphere, they just shut down the rumors as they told Billboard to set the record straight. There has never been plans for Harry Styles to perform at the Sphere.
Never been planned?
That is what the Sphere says. That whole buzz started earlier this month. Fans are hoping for more after Love on Tour wrapped up in June of 2023. And after he had 169 shows, they were ready for this residency. But I do want to say that we can't lose hope yet because Harry himself teased on Instagram. He wrote, "I'll see you again when the time is right."
Okay.
So I feel like something is in the works. Maybe it's not the Sphere. I don't know. I don't even know if it's a residency, but when is the time right, Harry? We need to know. Please let us know when that time is.
I think they're scheming a little bit in a good way. I think because the hype of the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere is still high that they don't want to overshadow anyone else yet as a headliner. So they're like, let's let it settle. Let's let everyone buy their tickets for Backstreet Boys. And then once, you know, a couple paydays come, then we'll announce a new headliner. And that's where, personally, I think that the Sphere is doing.
Well, I hope that's the case. And even if it's not there, which it would be an incredible show to have there, I would take any Vegas residency, it at any place on the Strip. I mean, my gosh, do it at one of the locals casinos. That will never happen. You know what I mean? It's like, I just would love to see him. I saw him on the very first show of his Love on Tour when it was over at MGM Grand, and it was such a good show. I cannot wait to see him again. So don't shoot the messenger, guys. I just had to tell you, it doesn't look like they have anything. anything, or like Steph said, maybe they're just messing with us.
Yeah.
And that is what's trending. All right, it is time to win. Who wants some concert tickets? We've got them for you right now with Heads Up. We have two tickets to the Bel Air Backyard Poolside Concert Series with The Fray. It's happening over at Durango Hotel and Casino on May 16th. If you want to go, just be caller 20 right now and you get to play Heads Up. Your category, since it's Friday, we only have one left. It is paper chasing. And all you got to do is get six answers in 60 seconds to win these tickets. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Sasha, you're caller 20. Yeah. You're in for Heads Up.
Woohoo. I'm excited.
Let's
Thank you.
Do this. You will win these tickets to check out The Fray. It's the Bel Air Backyard Poolside Concert Series over at Durango. Your category is paper chasing. So U.S. Paper Money Day was on Monday. And these are all things, they're all things that are associated with money. Okay? So just think
Perfect.
Money. Payday.
Let's do this.
Yes, it is payday for us. Hopefully it's payday for everyone else. So let's do it. 6 and 60 seconds is all we need.
All right, you guys, right. Let's do this. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
Chase, Wells Fargo, they're all places you
Thanks.
Yes. This is, we just said today for us is this special time.
Payday.
Yes. This is another word for money. It's
currency.
Yes. This is if I have a lot of this means I have a lot of bills I have to pay. I'm in this.
Debt?
Yes. This is when you get a bunch of pennies and nickels, it's your spare what?
Change.
Yes. This is, you want to have a high one of these so that you can like get a mortgage or open a card.
Credit store.
Yes. 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 Sasha, you got it. Congratulations. You're going to the Bel Air Backyard Poolside Concert Series with The Fray. That show is on May 16th over at Durango Hotel and Casino. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun show, and we've got a lot of winning coming up this morning. Next hour, 7:30, you're winning before you can buy him tickets to check out The Weeknd. He is adding a second show, and we've got your tickets with the Mega Minute right around 7:30, and then a bonus pair of weekend tickets at 8 o'clock with Medieval Mania. It's all on the way. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. I'd like to publicly issue an apology to all my close friends and family. Steph, you have not been witness to this yet, but I'm sure you will be soon. And all I have to say is two words. Piper, no.
What is that?
Tsunami. Buddhism. Do you know what I'm talking about? Does anyone know what I'm talking about here?
No idea.
I am obsessed. Like, this is, if you watch White Lotus, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Parker Posey's character on White Lotus, she is like this mom from North Carolina, and she has this accent that is so funny. Piper, no. And she, ever since she went onto the Today Show and they were talking to her about the accent and how she nailed it, this clip has gone viral of her saying some of the words that her character says. And ever since I saw that interview, I can't stop saying the words like she does.
Piper, no. Tsunami.
Buddhism.
No.
No.
Like, wow, you sound just like her.
This is like my obsession now. I cannot stop. Is there anything that became of a social media meme, or maybe it was a line from a movie or something like that, that you have now integrated into your everyday vocabulary? Like, someone will say a word and it triggers it. Boom. All of a sudden, yesterday we were sitting around the table and I asked Brooke Brooklyn and she wanted something. She goes, no. And I go, Piper, no. And she's just like, what is wrong with
you? She's annoyed.
I'm so worried that the word no now is going to be my trigger.
Piper, no.
It's just going to happen. I can't help myself. Does anyone else do that? 702-364-9400.
For me, when you talked yesterday, or it was a couple days ago, we asked one of the kids on Say What with Steph was, what was your favorite animal? And they said, I like dogs and turtles. And you immediately said,
I like turtles.
That is also what I think of when I hear turtles. I think of,
I like turtles.
That little kid.
And that, if you don't know, that was like, I think from a Vine that they put on where this kid was being interviewed for Halloween. And she's like, are you excited? Like, what do you think? And the kid said,
I like turtles.
Like, what? What does that have to do with anything?
So random.
Whenever someone says turtles, I do that too. And then another word that is a trigger word for me. I was doing the TV show the other day and we had a guest on and they brought a bunch of croissants. And they kept saying, like, and then we have these beautiful croissants. And I'm like, oh, gosh, don't say it. I can't say it. Do you know the one I'm talking about? The croissant one?
Oh, no. You dropped my croissant.
Stop. I could have dropped my croissant.
Stop. I could have dropped my croissant.
I almost said that on television. I was like, keep trying so hard to keep it in. But Nicole, what is the word that is a trigger for either a viral moment or a movie line? What is it for you?
Anytime anybody says COVID-19 or coronavirus, I think of Nicki Minaj going, coronavirus.
Oh my gosh.
Right. But yes, I hear her voice in my head and it's so funny to me 5 years later.
I love that.
Coronavirus.
Cardi B. Yes. Do you remember when she went on her whole like tangent on coronavirus? I forgot about that one. That is such a good one.
My uncle, he loved movies. And whenever he would say goodbye to the family, he would always drop this line.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh my God. Every time.
Hasta la vista, baby.
I'm like, please. It's so outdated.
Whenever you and I, if we talk on the air, it's everything I can do to not say something. But, and it's my, I use this word a lot and it's apparently. And I'm just like, apparently I've never been on live television before.
Please play the whole interview. Can you please?
Oh, yes.
What did you think about the ride?
It was great. I've never been on live television before. Apparently, sometimes I don't watch the news.
The news?
Because I'm a kid, and apparently every time, apparently Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
Oh my gosh, I love that kid so much. We're getting tons of texts. Anytime someone says bronchitis, I always say, ain't nobody got time for that. I got bronchitis. That is the best one. So many apparentlys. You guys are with me on that one. That is so good. And then someone just said, whenever I hear someone say rise and shine, I think of, oh,
rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
Oh my gosh. I do that to my daughters. They want to kill me. They're like, Piper, no.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
American Airlines says one of their planes caught on fire at Denver International Airport after landing safely yesterday. They said that Flight 1006 headed to Dallas experienced an engine-related issue. No reports of injuries after 172 passengers and six crew members evacuated the aircraft via the emergency slide. It was reported to the FAA that the crew reported engine vibrations. I've seen a lot of people like posting about this saying, I'm in no hurry to get on a plane anytime soon. Do you feel that way? Or do you feel like these are just kind of, I mean, if you think of all the planes that take off every given day.
Yeah.
And there's like one thing like this. But then again, it's like, how long did we go and there's no things like this?
And now all of a sudden there's more things popping up. I can't help but we be worried. Am I going to live in fear? No, but of course you're going to have that little bit of anxiety before going on a plane with all the things going on in the headlines.
Yeah, I try not to let this stuff get to me. I am flying in the next couple of weeks, but I just am like... It's one of the safest modes of transportation.
Yes.
It really is.
I think when seeing these pictures yesterday of the American Airlines, the what freaks me out is them standing on the wing. It's like, imagine being that passenger in that situation, having to evacuate, standing on the wing, and then just being like, oh my gosh, you know, thank God I'm alive. But would I after that want to fly again?
Yeah, that might be a game changer if you're actually experiencing that. Also this morning, so this was, I didn't realize that this was as big of a thing as it was, but Kelsey Ballerini, she was supposed to perform here on March 28th this month over at T-Mobile Arena, and she surprised a lot of her fans because she canceled her concert. And her fans are a little upset because she canceled it without people noticing. I guess, you know, people cancel shows all the time. Like, they get sick. Usually they have a reason for it. But fans are only finding out that her Vegas show was canceled because ticket holders got an email from the venue itself.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is according to the RJ.
Yeah.
There's speculation that the promoter pulled out because of low ticket sales. Now, Kelsey has not commented about the cancellation, so fans are still trying to figure out what is going on. Most people online are complaining about losing money from airfares and hotels and things like that. And she's always been really tight with her fans. So we're hoping that she makes the situation right here soon. But they're wondering why she tried to do this so quietly.
Like not making an announcement, basically. Like,
yes,
sorry, fans, Las Vegas has been canceled.
You just got an email. It's not like there's nothing public about it, which is really odd.
I know behind the scenes, we were trying to push them and we were going to give tickets away. But I mean, of course, that's no more. I wonder why she made that decision not to personally give that announcement to the fans that were coming to Las Vegas.
I think, well, if it is because of the rumored low ticket sales, I don't think she's going to want to come out and say that.
Right? Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, nobody bought tickets to the show, so I'm canceling. So she just kind of hopes that it just goes under the radar. I don't know. I don't know what the actual reason is. This is all from the RJ. So if you were one of those fans, what did the email say that you got? It just said it's been canceled. No rhyme or reason. I just think that's really odd.
Yeah, that is odd.
Finally, this morning, it can be tough to know where teenagers are coming from or what they're thinking about, especially if you're their parents. And the thing is, teens are not always the best at communicating. So we're always left to wonder what matters the most to them. And they just did this survey on teen experiences and their plans for the future. I thought this was really interesting. Did you know that 90% of teens, 90%, they prioritize having a fulfilling career more than anything. They say having a job or career you enjoy is their top priority. Having a lot of money is also on the list. That's number three. But number two, the second most important thing to teens is having close friends. They say it's really important.
I wonder if what teens are thinking now is what's a fulfilling job to them? Because I mean, just talking to these little kids, they're Gen Alpha. They're wanting to be like YouTubers, social media influencers. I don't know if that's realistic, but I mean, yes, that's a great, great thing to aspire to be. But I wonder what teenagers, like high school teenagers, think that fulfilling job is.
I think it just like kind of what you touched on is just their standards for fulfillment are different than what our standards for fulfillment are. And so I think it's the being rich and being famous, you know. Although when I was younger, I thought, oh, I want to be a singer. You know?
Yeah.
The problem is you have to know how to sing to be a singer, and that was not going to work for me. Yeah. Broadcasting.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Brandy, you're caller 20.
Hello, thank you.
All right, let's do this. We want to get you this $175 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. It's Friday. I hope you're feeling good. I hope you're feeling confident. You think you can guess the song faster than I can?
Oh, I hope so.
Okay, well, we're sending you all the good vibes. I'm going to leave the studio. I'm going to leave you with Steph. And you're going to do this, okay, Brandy? I'm cheering for you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio. All right, Brandy, this is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of the song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it. We stop the clock. And within 5 seconds, you say, got it. No hemming and hawing. You got to say something, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now. What is it? Go ahead, Brandy. What do you got?
Oh, God. It's Paula Abdul.
Okay.
Ah, but I forgot the name of the song.
Oh, you have no guesses on title?
No, that's Madonna. No, I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to bring Mercedes in. All righty? All right, Brandy, you said you have a special day today. What's going on today?
It is my daughter's 18th birthday.
Daughter's 18th birthday. What's her name?
Samantha.
Samantha. It's Samantha's 18th birthday. Her daughter.
Oh, happy birthday, Samantha.
Special. Okay. You know how
this
it works.
This will be a good birthday present.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Right? Okay, Mercedes, the next sound that you hear is the song, and it starts now.
Oh, got it.
What you got?
Is that Borderline by Madonna?
Is that Borderline by Madonna? Well, you stopped the clock at 2.5 seconds.
Okay.
And you are correct.
Okay.
It was Borderline by Madonna.
Wow, we really took it back today.
Yes. Well, Brandy, she went the full 20, and if this is what's funny, she said Paula Abdul at first, but then she goes, wait, is it Madonna? But she still got it wrong because she didn't know the song name.
I'm sorry, Brandy. That's a tough one, though. I mean, we went old school on that one, and I'm not going to deny that I'm secretly excited that we are about to play this song. It has been forever since I've seen it, or since I've heard it. But that means, you know what? Next time we play Be Mercedes, this has now turned into a $200 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Oh, man, I am so excited. Here you go. Borderline by Madonna. I feel like we're getting these Friday Rewind vibes just a little bit early this morning. And that's happening at 9 o'clock. So anything you want to hear from back in the day, we're going to be doing it. You can get those requests in early. It's Mix 94.1. Something in the way you love me won't let me be. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Sometimes you find out secrets about your family, and sometimes they're disturbing. Sometimes they're just interesting. Sometimes you don't know what to think, and you just found out something about your grandpa. It's a couple of years after he's passed away, right?
It has been. So it's actually been 4 years since my grandpa died from COVID. And this secret just came out about his life that I had no idea about. And if there's a family secret that you found out about someone after they passed, let us know at 702-364-9400. So I just found out that my grandpa lied to get himself into the Navy. He was born and raised in the Philippines, and he came from a lower class, poorer area from the country. And I do remember him telling me that he had a really rough life growing up. And so when the United States Navy came to the Philippines to recruit, he knew that this was a better life for him to join the Navy, get out of the Philippines, move to the United States. So he lied, saying that he was 18 years old when really he was 17.
Oh, how close was he to his 18th birthday, though?
A whole year.
Oh, dang. It wasn't even like just a month away. Like, we'll just kind of throw that in there.
No, it was a whole year.
Oh, wow.
So his whole entire life, he lied about his age, saying he was a year older. Like his driver's license was a year older. His taxes, I mean, everything, like government official, he put a year older.
So when he passed away, did they have him at that age?
And that's what I was trying to figure out with my aunt. And we're like, we're not exactly sure, but we found out because his birth certificate, when someone passes away, it shows the year. And we're like, wait, but this year doesn't match the year on this document. So we are all kind of confused, like what is real, what is not. But we're pretty sure that grandma was like, yeah, I think he lied. And it's all making sense.
Oh my gosh. What is your family secret? The thing you found out, maybe it was after a death. Maybe it was just that you randomly found out because someone started yapping. Let's talk to Haley. Haley, good morning. What's going on with you?
Good morning. Well, I have been struggling with how to handle my family secret.
What happened?
My mom was on her deathbed and she told me the secret. Before she passed away, she told me that my dad had cheated on her and that he had a whole other family.
Oh my gosh. How long has it been since she passed away or that you found this out?
It's been a few months. About 3 months, and I've just been struggling with this situation because my parents had agreed to make things work between them. They had apparently agreed that they would never tell me or my sister. And my mom told me, when she told me specifically to not tell my sister because she knew it would devastate her. And she begged me to literally keep this from my sister and like keep this as her dying wish.
Oh,
and both of my parents have passed away. And I just feel really alone with this secret. I feel like my sister deserves to know. I feel like I don't want her living a lie. And I don't know, do I tell her the secret that our dad had a whole other life, or do I keep the secret because my mom asked me to take it to my grave?
Oh gosh. What do you guys think? Have you reached out or do you know where this other side of your family is?
I really haven't done that much digging yet because I've been so on the edge of what to do that I haven't like embraced it all. And I'm scared, honestly, to like start digging into this.
That would be scary. Yeah. Like you have a whole other family that have siblings that you probably don't know anything about. And now your sister, mm-hmm. you're just like, okay, what do you guys think? I personally would tell her, I know you promised your mom, but here's my out. She promised your dad that they weren't going to tell you and your sister. And she went back on that promise. So, well,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, Mercedes makes a great point. It's like, Haley, I know that right now you're still grieving. And I know that it's going to take time. And maybe right now it's not the best time to tell your sister because she's grieving. But I think one day when before you pass or before your sister gets too older, it's time maybe you sit down and tell her.
Yeah, I think you're right. I definitely felt like my mom, when she told me, I immediately said to myself, no, my sister needs to know. I don't know. I just know how I felt not knowing. And
Well, let's get a different side of this, Haley. We just got this text, and this is a good point. It says, so what would be the point of knowing the truth? How will the truth help your sister or make your sister's life better? How would knowing the truth make her family? That's a good point. Are you guys going to reach out to the side of the family? Are you going to try to make this a family? Are you just going to keep quiet? Because if you're not going to do any of that, then this person who texted it really does have a good point. This one says, given the circumstances that your parents have passed, they dealt with it as they chose. Is your objective to destroy the whole other family?
Mm.
No, that's something I really didn't even put into thought yet.
Yeah, the other family's going to be affected. They're just living their lives one day, and then you're like, hey, I'm your half sister. This is a tough one, Haley. Will you keep us posted and let us know what you decide to do?
Yeah, I definitely will. I really appreciate it. There's so many different sides that I really didn't even look at. So thank you.
That's what. Well, gosh, don't thank us. Thank our listeners.
Yeah, no
the ones that bring up all sides. Wow.
I thought my family secret was crazy.
That's no.
This one, man, Haley.
I feel for you because I didn't even think of that either. The other family that would be affected by it. Is this going to do any good? Is this going to help anything? We'll keep you posted. Haley, hold on the line so we can get your number so we can do a little check-in with you. It is time to win right now. We have tickets to see The Weeknd. The Weeknd is coming to Las Vegas. We already knew about the show on July 5th, but he has since added a second show on July 4th, Allegiant Stadium. These tickets haven't even gone on sale yet. They're not on sale until 10 a.m. this morning, but we have them right now with the Mega Minute. Caller 20, you get to play. You get 60 seconds, 10 trivia questions. Trivia, pop culture, just general knowledge. You answer them all correct, and you are going to the show. Who wants to try for the Mega Minute right now? Caller 20, you are in. 702-364-9400. Good luck.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Krista, you're caller 20. Good morning. Oh, I love it. I love when we have an audience. Yes. Okay, Krista, who's in the car with you this morning?
My name is Adeline.
Hi, Adeline.
My name's Aiden.
Hi, Aiden. Okay, aww. Krista, Adeline, and Aiden, this is awesome. A team effort here. Have you guys heard the Mega Minute before?
Oh, yes. One time.
Okay, so here's the deal. You guys got to answer all 10 of these questions in 60 seconds. You get them all right. You win tickets to The Weeknd. If I hear the correct answer, I don't care who shouts it out. We're taking it, and we're moving on to the next question. You guys ready?
Yes!
I love your guys' energy. Okay, this is how it works. If you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Abel Tesfaye is also known as which singer?
Pass.
Which brand of beer is most associated with St. Patrick's Day?
Pass.
Lightning McQueen is a character in which movie?
Heart.
Yes. Which cereal is known as the Breakfast of Champions?
Cheerios.
No. In what year?
Wheaties.
Yes. In what year did The Weeknd perform at the Super Bowl halftime show?
Kendrick Lamar?
No.
No. What food slogan is, it's not delivery, it's blank?
DiGiorno.
Yes. Jordan Chiles competed in the Olympics for what sport?
Gymnastics.
Yes. What Netflix show features the game Red Light, Green Light?
Red Game.
Yes. What kind of hygiene product was a teen spirit stick in the 90s?
Oh, word. Pass.
What is the capital of Egypt?
Oh, darn it.
Yikes. I'm so sorry, you guys. Krista, Adeline, and Aiden, I could tell the teamwork was there. Unfortunately, we couldn't make it happen. Let's go over the ones that we had to skip. Abel Tesfaye is also known as which singer? That's The Weeknd. That's The Weeknd's real name. The brand of beer most associated with St. Patrick's Day? Guinness. In what year did The Weeknd perform at the Super Bowl halftime show? I never would have gotten this. I literally would have been shouting out years. But that year was 2021. And the kind of hygiene product Teen Spirit Stick was in the 90s, that's deodorant.
I used to have that.
Teen Spirit? Yes. Yeah, I remember that. And then what is the capital of Egypt? That is Cairo.
Oh.
Krista, Adeline, Aiden, thank you guys for trying. No, those were tough. Those were really tough. So I wouldn't be too down on yourselves, but you can always call back and be caller 20 because you're going to get these tickets, two of them, to check out The Weeknd at Allegiant Stadium on July 4th. I forgot to mention you'll also be entered to win that grand prize, which is two lower level upgraded tickets. Caller 20, you get the tickets right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. So the Clark County School Board of Trustees, they voted on a new superintendent to lead the fifth largest school district in the country. Joan Ebert was named the new superintendent. It was in a unanimous vote yesterday during a regular school board meeting. And this big announcement comes after Jesus Jara's resignation back in February. Her career in education began 35 years ago. She was a math teacher here in the CCSD.
No way.
Yeah. She's the first woman hired as superintendent for the district.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what she does. She says she knows that they have a lot of work to do, and she says it's not a me thing, it's a we thing, and she wants to make sure we're all moving forward in the same direction. I like that she has a history in this school district. I think that's going to make a huge difference in how things get done.
I think that's why it was unanimous. I think that she's going to do great things. I think I'm excited that it's a female, which is awesome, but also too, I think she's just going to do everything that she can to make this community great.
It was funny. I was watching some of the people at the meeting just speaking up about who needs to be selected, and there was this guy that went up there and he goes, I think we need to have a mom do this job.
Yes.
Oh my god. A lot of people were like, yeah. So the school district's going to go into negotiations with her to complete a contract, and once the negotiations are done, they're going to present it to the board for consideration, and all will be nice. Good. So that's some good news this morning. Also this morning, man, the news just keeps getting better. We got a new superintendent, and now prepare yourself, guys. Yeah. Ted Lasso is coming back.
Really?
Yes. Ted Lasso, it's officially returning for a fourth season. Apple TV Plus, it just confirmed that the football series is getting another chapter. Jason Sudeikis is back in action as Coach Ted Lasso. He's going to continue as executive producer. Now, no other cast members are officially confirmed yet, but there is good news. Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent, and Brendan Hunt, who plays Coach Beard, they're both returning as executive producers, and Goldstein's on as a writer too. So fingers crossed, we finally get an answer to one of the biggest lingering questions. Who does Keeley choose, Roy or Jamie?
Oh, really? It's still going on?
Yeah, we never got an answer to that.
Okay.
Now, Jason Sudeikis gave a little teaser about the new season, saying, in season four, the folks at AFC Richmond learn to leap before they look, discovering that wherever they land, it's exactly where they're meant to be. So it sounds like we're in for some more Ted Lasso optimism, which I really like. Now, if you remember, season three ended with Ted leaving Richmond to return home to Kansas.
Yes.
Roy stepped up as the new manager. Rebecca reunited with her mystery man from Amsterdam. And then Keeley pitched the idea of a Richmond woman's team.
Yes.
Yes.
That was the big one for me.
Yeah. And that's where I feel like this is going to go. And let's not forget about Beard's wedding.
Yes.
Where... do you remember Danny Rojas may or may not have become part of a throuple?
Wait, no, I don't remember that
okay,
part.
Go back and watch it.
But what a great feel-good show it was. I'm so happy that it's back because it was such a big thing that it was ending.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Good news.
I'm so excited about that. Finally, this morning, when you get engaged and you decide to move on and not get married, do you think that the guy who gave the ring should get the ring back, or do you think that the woman should keep it? Well, Chris Humphries, do we remember him? He, back in the day, was married to Kim Kardashian for 72 days.
Yes. Barely, I mean, briefly. The only reason why I know is Chris Humphries is because of Kim Kardashian, not because of his basketball career.
Yeah, 2011 is when that happened. And Kim just revealed that she has some bad thoughts when it comes to him and the ring, because she took another shot at him on the latest episode of The Kardashians on Hulu. She revealed that Chris only paid for 1/5 of her engagement ring. She paid for the rest. Yeah, but he still demanded it back from her. She said, I was pregnant with North, still married to him, and in order to divorce him, he said I had to give him the ring in my divorce. And that's how they made it happen. So he only paid for 1/5 of this, but he demanded it back.
Wait, I'm sorry. Who paid for the other part of the ring?
She did.
So that's not his ring. That's Kim's ring, right?
I would say so, but at what point do you say, just get out of my life here, take it, like, shut
true.
Up.
True.
Like, I don't even want this to remember you.
Yeah, just take it. I don't care about the money. You need it more than I do, maybe.
Yeah. So, I didn't mean to end on a sad note because, you know, Ted Lasso's coming back.
Yeah.
We can't wait for that. I'm so excited. All right. Let's talk about something really cool. The weekend. Are you guys ready to win another pair of weekend tickets? So we got this extra pair, right?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. in just a couple of minutes, and we need you guys to call in 702-364-9400. We're going to play Medieval Mania for tickets to see The Weeknd. The Weeknd coming back to town, two shows. The second show was just announced. It's on July 4th, and here's how it works. We take a song, a regular everyday song, and we have it play medieval style. We have a little example here. So, for example, do you know what this song is? Identify this song.
The tape of a nail on her forehead. All Star Smash Mouth.
Yes! That's right. You would have won Medieval Mania.
That was tough in the beginning, though.
It was hard. And so what we're going to do is we are going to line you guys up from caller 20 on 702-364-9400. We've got three Medieval Mania songs, Weeknd style, for you to identify. If you can identify them, all three of them correctly, you're the first one. Starting at caller 20, you are going to go see The Weeknd. So let's do this. Caller 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, however many it takes, you get a shot at Medieval Mania for Weeknd tickets. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Medieval Mania.
Yes.
Weeknd edition. The Weeknd is coming into town, and he's doing a second show over at Allegiant Stadium on the 4th of July. It's going to be absolutely huge. Your mission? Guess the songs played medieval style. Can you do it? We, the first one to get all three of these songs, will win tickets right now. 702-364-9400. We have Elaine, who is caller 20. Yeah. Elaine, are you ready to do this?
As ready as I can be, yes.
Okay, so here's the situation. I'm going to play a portion of the Medieval Mania Weeknd edition song. You identify it correctly, you move on to the next song. You identify that correctly, you move on to the next one, and if you get the third, you win the tickets. If you miss one of the songs, we have to go to the next caller, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good here luck. We go. Good luck. It's Medieval Mania Weeknd style. Identify the song. Identify the song, Elaine. Do you know it?
Justin Timberlake. I don't know. Oh, gosh, I don't know.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry, Elaine. No. We move on to Laura. Laura, good morning.
Laura.
Good morning.
All right. It's Medieval Mania Weeknd style. Did you hear the song?
I did.
Do you know what it is?
I think I do.
What is it?
It's Blinding Lights.
Yeah.
That is it. You got song number one. All right, Laura, here we go. We got to move on to the second song. Okay. Are you ready? If you correctly identify this, you're going to move on. All right, here is the second song. Did I just hear? What did I just hear?
Save your tears.
That is correct. Yes. Wow. Are you getting some help in there?
You are killing it.
No.
That's all you. Oh, I love it. Okay, here it is, Laura. The final song. If you get this correct, you are going to see The Weeknd. You ready?
Yes.
Can you identify the song, Laura?
It's, oh my God.
Can I hear it again?
I'll give you a little clip. Here we go. Okay, Laura. I need an answer. What is the third song?
Starboy.
Is the
Starboy.
Is the answer Starboy?
Yes.
That is correct! Oh my god! I was wondering if you were gonna get that. Oh my gosh, Laura, congratulations! Going to see the Weeknd!
I was sweating there a little bit. Wow!
I was too. Oh, you are in first and for free. These tickets don't even go on sale until 10 a.m. the Weeknd, 4th of July at Allegiant Stadium. Great job. Oh my gosh. I literally am like sweating. I was like, oh, I will, my heart will break for her.
I would have hated it if we had to go to the next caller and Laura did all that work and she's like, wait, no. Oh,
well, no worries. If you are looking to win tickets, the winning continues. We have tickets for you to check out Pitbull, his residency at the Fountain Blue Las Vegas. Those are coming up in just a few minutes with Heads Up. And we have the Friday Rewind coming up.
We
also have the Oh Wow Wheel coming up here. Do we want to get someone now or do we want to wait?
Let's wait.
Okay, we'll wait on that. We're going to play a song that makes you say, oh wow. All of that and more is coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Hey, yo, you ready? Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Rhea, good morning. You're caller 20.
Hi, thank you.
Let's do this. You are our guest vetoer here for the Oh Wow Wheel. One of us is going to play a song that makes you say, oh wow, we are spinning the wheel. Who's it going to land on? Myself, Steph, Ramon. Ramon,
again?
It has landed on you.
Again, I'm on fire.
All right. So, Rhea, today we have three new categories for the Oh Wow Wheel. So, tell us what you got. What's your category and what's your song, Ramon?
I called it the dual threat. Someone that's done it in music and in film or TV. And I'm going to go with Mark Wahlberg with Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yeah!
Ooh, so good vibrations. Okay, Rhea, you get to decide. Are we going to hear it or does it get the veto?
I'm sorry, Ramon.
Two in a row.
Oh, man. Now I'm worried because it moves to me, and I think you are going to be regretting your decision, Rhea. Okay, so here's my category. I chose the category, a song. Okay, let me see how I worded this, because this is kind of interesting. My category is a song that ChatGPT thinks best fits your vibe or personality.
How did that work?
So I asked my ChatGPT, I said, can you give me a song that you think best fits my vibe or personality? And this is what she said. She says, I think your song is The Night We Met by Lord Huron. The nostalgic and introspective vibe mirrors your INFJ side, which often dwells on meaningful moments and connections.
This is your song, Mercedes? I'm about to go to sleep.
Terrible. I just brought everything to a screeching halt, but here you go. The only traveler. Now tell me you didn't say oh wow on this one.
I was like, this is an interesting song choice.
You've never heard this before?
I think I've heard
it. 13 Reasons Why, do you remember?
That's where I know
it
from.
And that's the song that best describes my personality.
ChatGPT thinks that. I don't think that.
Well, that's what I got from there. But you weren't in the running this week. What was your category and what was your song?
My category is a new song that we need to be playing on Mix 94.1. This song, I mean, she just performed it on SNL, and it's Abracadabra, Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah. I think we are playing it.
We
just
are.
Just not as much as we should be playing.
We need to be playing it more.
Totally agree with you. Such a good song. I love it. Okay, I have to ask you a question. Can you tell me if this is kind of sweet or kind of creepy, or I don't want to call it creepy because it was all meant in good fun. But so last Sunday I was a host. I'm the in-arena host for the Vegas Thrill, our volleyball team. And I was just hanging out. I was talking to some people, and I had met this cute little girl and her dad. And I was talking to them. We were just chatting. They were really sweet, and that was that. And I, you know, gave her a little hug, and then I think I gave the dad like a pat on the back. And so I get this email yesterday, and here, let me just read it.
Okay.
It says, "Hi, Mercedes. I hope this email doesn't come across the wrong way, but I had to reach out. My daughter and I met you at the Vegas Thrill game the other night. She was so excited afterwards and said you were even nicer in person than on the air." Okay. It's nice so far, right?
Yeah. Everything doesn't seem creepy or weird so far.
"But I have to admit something else has been on my mind since then."
Oh.
"Your perfume. I caught a hint of it when we said hello, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. It was intoxicating.
Whoa!
It stayed in the air in my head. I even swear I could still smell it on my jacket later."
Whoa.
"Okay, sir, I don't know what to say right now, but it gets better." So he wrote, "My wife, she's beautiful. She's amazing. But she doesn't wear perfume. And I keep thinking, I want her to smell like that."
Okay.
So then he finishes it with, "Would you mind telling me the name of it? I just want to bring that scent home."
Okay.
So is this an innocent compliment, or is it a little unsettling? What got me was like intoxicating, stayed in my head. In the air.
Want to bring it home is what got me.
Right. And so is that weird, or is that just completely innocent? Because I actually do feel like it's completely innocent. I met him. I met his daughter. They're so sweet, so nice, and didn't get weird vibes. But the way it came across, and sometimes when you type things, they sound different than the way they come across. What do you think? And should I respond? 702-364-9400.
Here's my thing. I think if this was an isolated incident and he emailed you and you didn't know who he was, where you met him, it's weird. It's creepy. Your smell was intoxicating. That sounds like a romance novel.
That's what I think. That was the phrase that made it a little unsettling for
yes.
me. You know,
I want to take your smell home, baby.
Would you be insulted though if your husband said, "Hey, I bought you this perfume because I smelled it on someone else and I want you to smell like that"?
That's interesting. I would be a little bothered at first, but knowing James, he's innocent. He doesn't feel that way. But I do know like that weird thought in the back of my head, it would be like, oh, you liked it on someone else, now you want it on me? Weird. Kind of weird.
702-364-9400. We're getting some texts here. This one says, "It's kind of creepy because what if his wife wears the perfume and he's thinking of you?" This one says, "Maybe he used ChatGPT to write that email like my husband does for everything." Your husband uses it to write his emails? Oh, yeah. Then you know ChatGPT threw in a word like intoxicating. I'm going to send it to him back.
And okay.
I'm going to even like poke fun at him a little bit. Like, here's my intoxicating perfume.
Please
or something
do.
Like that.
And I think it's a good laugh out of it at the end.
I think so. I do think it's harmless, but yeah, I just and if you're the wife, look, it's gonna smell different on you than it does on me. We have different body chemistry.
True.
So we'll see how that works out. All right. It is time to win. Time for Heads Up, and we have your tickets to see Pitbull. Pitbull, Vegas After Dark, the residency at Blue Light Theater over at Fountain Blue. And you are going when you win Heads Up. Your category, since it's Friday, we have one left. And that category is Whiteout. Whiteout. And so if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you're going to see Pitbull. Caller 20, you're playing Heads Up right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Rachel, you're caller 20. Yay! Woo! It's Friday. Let's do this, Rachel. Let's get you tickets to go see Pitbull with Heads Up. You just have to get 6 in 60 seconds. Your category is white out. I guess White Day is today. I don't know what that has to do with. It's not like a...
I think it's the color white.
Okay, it's not like a race thing, right?
No, I hope
okay.
not.
Thank God.
Hey, let me double check on that, yeah. But it's a little too late now.
So today is White Day. These are all things that are associated with the color white. Okay, Rachel?
Okay.
All right, things that are associated with the color white.
All right, ready to go, Rachel? Because you're 60 seconds. It starts now.
These flakes fall from the sky.
No.
Yes. This is, it could be 2%. It could be skim. It comes from a cow. Or
milk.
Yes, or other animals. This is there was a song that Prince had called "When These Cry." It's a type of bird.
Dove.
Yes. This is another bird, and they have really long necks. They're very beautiful. An ugly duckling turned into a beautiful what?
A swan.
Yes. This is, this has a hard brown shell and you cut it open and it's got the juicy white meat, you know, and you could drink this kind of water. They fall
coconut.
From, yes. This is what you see in the sky. They're fluffy.
Clouds.
Yes.
Wow.
Rachel.
Yeah.
You are on. Rachel, you won! Congratulations! Tickets to see Pitbull! Of course! You are going to fit right in, I have a feeling. This is going to be a party. Vegas After Dark, the residency at Blue Light Theater at Fountain Blue. You are in for free. Congratulations! And coming up, just like a half hour, less than that, we've got the Friday Rewind. Here's a little preview for you now. Blue Cantrell, it's mixed. While he was scheming.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So it's been a few weeks since tickets went on sale for Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour. And surprisingly, there are barely any sellouts of the show. A lot of experts say the problem is those high ticket prices combined with the fact that people just spent their money to see her on the Renaissance tour 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, tickets are ranging from $93 to $1,231. Fans aren't happy. Some people feel like it's just asking too much of her fans. And one fan said she should think of her poor fans and lower the prices. Ain't she like a billionaire already? Another factor that could add to her soft ticket sales, her fans just didn't care for Cowboy Carter, which is a possibility. We all know how well that went over with some country music fans. What's your take? I know you're a huge Beyonce fan. What do you think?
I mean, right now, I don't have tickets to any of her cities because she has not announced Las Vegas, which I'm impatiently waiting for.
That's true, yeah.
And I got offered a ticket, but it's in New Jersey. It's Memorial Day weekend. Tickets to go to Jersey are so expensive on top of buying a concert ticket right now. I just can't afford it, simply. So right now, waiting for Vegas is what I'm doing.
Now, with what about the argument about the genre? Is that an issue for you? Or you are like, I love this genre. I want to see it in concert.
I was never a huge country fan. So when she dropped Cowboy Carter, I was in love with it because it's the way she twisted it
right
on her turn. But I honestly think every time I've seen Beyonce, I know she's going to put on an amazing show. I know what she does is incredible and the work that she does to put stuff her on stage. So regardless of if I'm a country fan or not, if Cowboy Carter is really not my favorite Beyonce album, I'm going to go see her.
You still want to see what she does.
I want to see what she does. Yeah. I know she's going to be incredible.
I really wish she would announce that Vegas date and figure out what's going on there. We'll
yeah.
see. Hopefully soon.
Yeah.
Also this morning, today is World Sleep Day, and that's at the end of Sleep Awareness Week. It's wrapping up, and the National Sleep Foundation did this Sleep in America survey. It found that 88% of adults who report good sleep satisfaction are flourishing, and more than 70% say they thrive when they get enough quality sleep. Now, on the flip side, Only 47% of those with poor sleep satisfaction say they are flourishing, and 2.5 times more likely not to be productive at work. Aside from being tired and possibly cranky from not sleeping well, people with poor sleep health, they say, are 4 times more likely to be unhappy, 3 times more likely to not achieve their goals, twice as likely not to be productive at home, and twice as likely to not have a fulfilling social life.
Ooh, where do you think you fall with the sleeping stuff in comparison to your life?
I think my sleep quality is top tier, A.
Okay.
And that's ever since I started doing that mouth taping thing. I sleep solid like a rock. My issue is it's quantity. I don't get enough hours, but the hours I do get are amazing. So good.
I think I know what you mean, because it's like when you're tossing and turning at night, obviously the quality isn't good. But let's say you hit your bed at 10 and your bed at 10:05, like you're in REM. It's a good quality sleep for 6 hours.
And I don't wake up one time. Yeah. Literally, I wake up when my alarm goes off. And that's not something I have done in a long time. I would always wake up in the middle of the night, tossing and turning. Now I'm like, I open my eyes. I'm like, wow, I just closed my eyes. Oh my gosh, it's already time to go.
And now you're ready to go.
Yeah, energized. Exactly. Finally, this morning, have you ever wished that you didn't have to go to like the neighborhood bar to watch the big game? You know how they have all the TVs and stuff, and sometimes you have to pay for certain games or UFC fights. Yeah, stuff like that. So you go to the bar. Well, this may change your mind a little bit. Maybe you could charge your friends with March Madness around the corner. This is perfect. Samsung, they're offering this thing called a buzzer beater bundle, and it includes 8 TVs for $10,307.
Okay.
So you get 8 screens from them, a 98-inch 4K TV, a 65-inch 8K TV, 3 65-inch 4K TVs, and 3 55-inch 4K TVs. You can arrange them on different walls, like at a sports bar. You can put them together on just one accent wall.
Oh.
They're promoting the bundle to extreme sports fanatics who can't miss a game. And at over $10,000, you're getting the TVs at a nearly 30% discount, which is saving you about $6,000 when it's all said and done. Now, the package doesn't include like wall mounts, installation. That could add to the price, but it's available now through March 22nd. Why don't you just go in with a bunch of your friends?
Yeah.
And like, who wants a couple of TVs? We can all go in and save some cash on this.
But wait, whoever has the TV at their place, they're the ones that are getting in on the deal. It's like, think about, let's say me, you, and a couple other friends, we pitch in on this deal, but it's at your house. Don't you think you're the one that's benefiting it from most of us?
Well, no, I would give you your TVs.
Oh, like
here's 3 TVs. Take them to your house.
Oh, I thought you meant like all the TVs.
Oh, no, you're
stuck.
Like,
what the heck, Mercedes?
First of all, you don't want to come to my house all the time. Second of all, I probably don't want you to come to my house all the time, right?
I mean, I guess I get what you're saying, but I just thought like, Mom, Mercedes, you're really getting all these TVs.
Here, do you want to go in on some TVs for my house? Yeah, I like that deal. It's Mix 94.1.